Diversion Audio.
Previously on the Royals of Malibu.
It was shitty for you to run off like that.
I'm not ready to talk about it.
Well, I'm happy you're back now.
Forget Reed. That house is so big, you won't even see him. And that big-ass house, that is your home. Like it or not, that's where you belong.
But you're still a kid, Ella. You can go do whatever you want when you turn 18. Until then, just let me give you the chance to go to high school and be normal.
Ella, what you saw with me, it wasn't...
Whatever lies you're going to tell me right now, save it. I'm back in Malibu for Valerie, for Easton, for Callum, and for me. Not for you. This has absolutely nothing to do with you.
Brooke and I have decided to take the next step. We are engaged. And, well, we're expecting a baby.
Good work today. 30 minutes on the bike. That was 30 minutes for you, boo. You aren't sweaty. You're sparkly. This is your superpower. Your sparkle, your shine, babe. No one can take that away from you. My name is Brody. Great work today. We'll see you next time.
Up in the Bay, I got hooked on cycling in Isaac's gym. You can't beat the hot instructors in competition with random strangers. Plus, it was nice to get some instant stress relief after long shifts at the coffee shop. Back in Malibu this morning, I decided to hop on the bike for some much-needed endorphins because holy shit, my life is a soap opera. Brooke is pregnant, Valerie is barely holding it together, Easton's sobriety is hanging on by a thread, Reed is canceled and must be avoided at all costs, but his sad blue eyes and killer body is going to make that really fucking tough. And I'm heading back to the Cove Academy today, which is probably what this message from Callum is about.
Good morning, Ella. I'll give you a ride to school this morning. I spoke to the headmaster about your re-enrollment, and you have a meeting with her today. She asked me to let you know that today is Spirit Day, so don't wear your uniform. Jeans and a Cove shirt is what she said, for the pep rally later.
I want school to be different this time. Luckily, Savannah is evolving, and David has apparently moved away, so I feel safe. But I don't want to survive. Like Brody, the cycling instructor, said, I want to sparkle.
Hey, Ella.
Reed, I'm about to leave. Just stretching.
I didn't know you worked out.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Picked it up in SF. So, are you here to lift weights until your muscles explode or punch a bag until your knuckles bleed?
No, I did that earlier. Brought you a hoodie. Dad wanted me to loan you one for Spirit Day.
No, thanks. I'm good.
They'll send you home if you don't have Cove gear on. You don't want that on your first day back.
So, mandatory school spirit?
Today should be fun. The Cove can suck, but if there's one thing they get right, it's a pep rally.
I'll bet it's super fun for you, having all your adoring fans chant your name.
You know I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah, I'm sure you hate all that attention. Is Brooke going to be there too, cheering on her baby daddy?
Ella, nothing happened between me and Brooke.
I don't have time for this. I need to shower and I'm meeting Callum for breakfast.
I know you think the baby is mine, but it isn't possible.
Brooke is 2 months pregnant and I found you two naked in your room 2 months ago. You do the math.
She came on to me and I didn't even know what was going on.
Reed, I gotta go. Do not dim my sparkle.
What? What are you talking about?
As I pull on Reed's hoodie, I catch an unmistakable whiff of some expensive women's perfume. Something high-end and very mature. What the? If Reed is trying to be nice, he should at least do a better job of covering his tracks.
This is my favorite breakfast spot in Malibu.
Yeah. When you said breakfast, I thought eggs and bacon, or at least something solid. But, I mean, who doesn't love juice?
You like it?
Tastes very green.
Did you get my message about Spirit Day? I asked Reed to let you borrow something.
Guess he forgot. I'll figure something out at school.
He has a lot going on. How are you processing the news about the baby?
It was definitely unexpected.
It isn't how I planned for this year to go, but I think a baby could bring us all together.
Yeah, babies are notoriously great at that.
You have a point. Listen, Ella, I have some other news we gotta talk about.
You are all news this week, huh?
While you were gone, I found out that Dinah is contesting your trust.
Wait, she was serious about that?
Unfortunately, yes. I spoke to my legal team and they don't think Dinah has a solid case. Ex-wife against a daughter? Yeah, that would be a tough one for her to win.
Oh, I'm good then, right?
Not necessarily. Dinah hired a great lawyer recently, and she won't go down without a fight.
Okay, so if she wins, my trust becomes her money? Like, all of it?
All of it.
Well, fuck it. She can have Steve's money. I don't even want to be rich anyway. You guys are miserable. No offense.
Hey, think this through, Ella. If anyone deserves Steve's fortune, it's you. His only child. That money would give you financial freedom beyond what you can imagine.
I want to work for what I have anyway, Callum. I don't want to be handed everything like some spoiled Malibu kid.
Stop for a second. Think about this. What do you think your mom would tell you to do?
Hmm? She would... I don't know. I guess she'd want me to be taken care of. And to have the life she never did.
Yeah. So we have to fight for it. Isaac. Is he the guy you've been seeing in SF?
Your PI is good.
You're right, he is. Isaac has an impressive resume. Smart guy.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's also really, really sweet. He was so chill about me coming back to Malibu.
Really?
Well, he thinks it's temporary.
Right. I'm not trying to give you advice, but you might owe it to him to break things off.
I'll keep that in mind. Callum, why haven't you asked me why I left Malibu?
Because I know why you left, and I took care of it.
You know?
Yes. David Albrecht. I had no idea he hurt you like that.
Oh, Callum, it's okay.
His dad and I, we talked. I got him an incredible offer on his house, and they have moved out of Malibu. You don't have to worry about him hurting you ever again. He's gone.
Wow. Thank you, Callum.
It was the least I could do. I'm sorry that you had to go through that.
Yeah, it sucked. But I found my ways to cope.
You don't have to finish the juice.
Oh, thank God.
It's not that bad.
It is that bad.
It's healthy.
It's healthy.
You're grounded.
Welcome back, Queen.
Hilarious, Easton.
You know you're supposed to be wearing Cove spirit stuff today.
Yeah, I thought Reed was going to lend you something.
We could write Cove on your shirt. I have a Sharpie in my bag.
Ha ha. Don't worry about it. I'll find something later.
Are you coming to class?
No, I have to meet with Behringer first.
Ooh, good luck. Hey, tacos for lunch today? We can go somewhere off campus.
You are my hero for suggesting that. Callum took me to a juice bar for breakfast today. I'm in serious need of solid food ASAP.
Would you like a cup of tea?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you, Mrs. Beringer.
Well, I am just thrilled that you're back with us, Ella. Your father and I had the most lovely conversation this morning.
Callum's my guardian.
Oh, yes, guardian. My apologies. Family can look so delightfully different these days.
I guess so.
Your guardian called me this morning and asked if we would re-enroll you after your adventure up north. Of course, I said yes. We value Mr. Royal's input so much. But I have to be honest. I am concerned about the material you missed.
Well, in Oakland, I took some online classes for GED credit. That'll help me catch up, right?
I love that. Online courses make education so accessible. However, I was looking at your file this morning, and I couldn't help but wonder if, given your educational history and all the class you missed, it might be beneficial for you to remediate some topics.
Meaning?
I'd like you to join the sophomores and give junior year another go next year.
There's no way.
Everything you've been through is too much for someone your age. Adverse childhood experiences are indicative of...
I'm not repeating a grade. All my friends are juniors. My grades were great before I left.
We are a college preparatory school, Ella. We want you to graduate, ready to go to a top university. Some students need extra time to build a strong academic foundation. You can join Mrs. Wright's homeroom.
Repeating sophomore year would be such a waste of time.
You missed exams, Ella. It wouldn't be fair to your peers if we just let you skip them.
Wait, why can't I just sit for the exams I missed? If I pass, I'm still a junior. If I fail, you win and I drop down a grade and be a sophomore again.
That would be far too much work for you, Ella. Your mental health could suffer.
Well, if you send me back a grade, what would stop me from dropping out once I turn 18? What would that do to my mental health?
The Cove has a 100% graduation rate. No one drops out here. We've had students complete their coursework while competing in the Olympics.
Mrs. Beringer, do I really seem to you like I need to repeat a grade? Please, just give me a shot.
Okay, we can try it. But I want regular check-ins to make sure you are taking care of yourself. And I want a Cove pass, 80% and above.
Thank you. I'll start studying tonight. Even if I don't sleep for 2 weeks, I won't let you down.
You don't have to do it this way. It's going to be insanely difficult.
With all due respect, Mrs. Beringer, I was solving differential equations between barista shifts last week. I'm sure I can make this work.
Well, then it's settled. You have 2 weeks to study the material you missed. I will arrange for your makeup exams to be administered after school on the Friday after next. In the meantime, you can rejoin your class.
Thanks, Headmaster B.
And Ella, a friendly reminder that you need to be wearing Cove Spirit attire today for the pep rally.
Oh, sorry. I don't have any Cove gear.
Lost and found.
Thanks. See you at the pep rally. Go Stingrays.
Fifty high school senior girls descend on Mobile, Alabama every summer to compete for a massive cash prize. It isn't Survivor, it's one of America's most lucrative scholarship competitions for teen girls. It's been around for 7 decades, now you'll hear what took place behind the scenes. From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery comes The Competition. Host Shima Oliahi was Nevada's contestant nearly 20 years ago. Now she is returning as a judge to find out what 2 weeks with 50 of the country's most ambitious teens can tell us about girlhood in America. What happens when the competitors are thrown into the deep end with the best and brightest? And how does surviving the competition prepare them for everything that comes after? Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can binge all episodes of The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
No. I'd only be a Nepo baby if I went into luxury real estate.
Easton, your dad is rich enough that you're technically a Nepo baby in any industry, babe.
But what you're not considering is maybe I don't want to do or achieve anything. Like Chet Hanks, technically he's a Nepo baby.
Ew, Easton, you're already low-key problematic, but please don't go full Chet on us.
Ella, help me out here. I'm not a Nepo baby, right?
Don't bother her. She's studying. Speaking of Nepo babies, how are you feeling about getting a little brother?
I don't know. It doesn't really affect me.
Brooke is going to be super cute pregnant.
Oh, what if it's a girl? Oh, that would be too adorable. Callum the girl, Dad. I'm dying.
Yeah, if you can get past the age difference.
Callum and Brooke are honestly goals. Totally.
I mean, if you live with them, you wouldn't think that. But yay, woo. Dad gets to try being a dad again. This is attempt number 4, right, Al? Al?
Hmm?
Girl, we snuck off campus for you. Pay attention.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm in my head. I didn't realize how much I missed. Did you guys really do a whole unit on the physics of Star Wars?
Yo, that week was wild. They brought in J.J. fucking Abrams. Blew my mind.
I wish I'd known how much I missed before I agreed to take these exams.
Yeah, Ella, I love you and totally believe in you, but I wish you'd consulted me first. I have war flashbacks about physics from last semester. And then AP World History gave me actual war flashbacks. I mean, who thought trench warfare was a good idea?
Great. So basically, I'm fucked.
At least some of the sophomore guys are cute.
Yeah, Sav, I don't think that's what she's worried about. Ella, you don't have to do this alone. What can we do to help?
You can hold my eyes open so I can't fall asleep while I'm studying.
I could get you Adderall.
Easton.
But I won't, because I don't sell pills.
Oh, what am I gonna do?
I mean, Easton and I could tutor you.
Savannah, I don't need tutors.
Are you sure? Savannah got a perfect score in physics, and she's a calculus god. Plus, I have some pretty fucking spectacular study guides for Lit, so you don't have to read War and Peace. It would be my honor to spare you from that horrible experience.
Yeah, and it could be good for college apps, too. I need some volunteer hours.
I can't make you guys do that.
Hey, we both need the hours. My application is looking pretty sparse since I quit water polo.
You mean since you got kicked off the team?
Minor detail.
Ella, come on, let them help you.
I mean, I guess a few study sessions wouldn't hurt.
Wow. I love it when Ella Sinclair accepts help.
Okay, make a list of everything we need to cover together, and starting tomorrow, Easton and I can alternate days with you.
Oh, shit! It's almost 2. We need to get back.
Hey, quick question, East. Do you know what perfume Brooke wears?
I make a point not to retain fun facts about Brooke. Why?
Callum was asking for a pregnancy gift or something. I don't know.
Oh, weird.
Seriously, let's get going. I'm not losing perfect attendance for some mid tacos.
Don't study too much. We have months of best friend activities to catch up on.
I'll try my best.
Hey, Ella. Hey, Val.
What do you want, Reed?
Yeah, what do you want?
Nice to see you. Do you mind if I have a word with Ella, Valerie?
Don't try to charm me, Royal. I know what you did. Ella, you cool with this?
Yeah. Get us some good seats in there, okay? Make it quick, Reed.
You told her what happened?
What? No way! I haven't told anyone. It's humiliating.
It would be humiliating if anything actually happened.
Ugh, I am not in the mood.
How many times do I have to beg you to listen to me? You at least owe me that.
I owe you?
You disappeared for 2 fucking months. We were worried about you.
Yeah? And whose fault is that?
Wait, hold up. Why aren't you wearing the hoodie I gave you?
Hello, Ella. Hi, Reed. Go Stingrays.
Hey, Mrs. Behringer.
Go Stingrays.
I love pep rallies. And I hate delivering bad news. Miss Sinclair, this pains me on such a fun day. And because I admire your adventurous spirit, but I need to remind you that off-campus lunch privileges are reserved for seniors. Yeah, I hate to do this, but I need to give you a detention. Sneaking off campus, coming into school out of uniform. I'm worried you're not taking your return to the Cove as seriously as you said you would.
Wait, no, I...
She was actually with me.
I was. Yes.
On official water polo team business. Coach needed us to run an errand.
What errand?
We were getting new goggles.
Goggles?
Yep. Goggles. We found out that Coral Canyon has state-of-the-art heads-up display goggles, so Coach asked Ella and me to pick some up during lunch.
And why wouldn't Coach do this himself?
He's busy and asked me, as team captain, to help out. And since Ella is our new team manager, she had to tag along.
You're the team manager?
I'm trying to be more involved here now that I'm back.
Mm-hmm. Next time, have Coach write you a note, okay?
Absolutely, we'll do that.
Ella, you're lucky to have such a good influence like Reed at home. Good luck today, Reed. We're all rooting for you.
Thank you. Well,
don't you have a pep rally to get to?
Goggles. Very creative, considering we don't wear goggles in water polo.
I didn't need your help, Reed.
Hey, it was a team effort. So, are you gonna talk to me now?
See you at the pep rally, Royal. Go, Stingrays!
Is this a pep rally or Coachella?
Seriously, last year a Lakers rep came to watch a Cove pep rally for inspiration.
It's so, sparkly. Like, are there any disco balls left in Southern California?
Ah, days like this, I fucking love the Cove.
Put your hands together for the Stingrays dance team.
Woo! I love getting to see all of Easton's exes in one place.
Now, shut up.
Not the pyrotechnics.
Introducing your starting lineup. Give it up for the tenacious, the wild, your senior goalie, Wade Carlisle.
All this for a bunch of guys flopping around in the water?
Okay, permission to mansplain briefly?
Fine.
So, state tournament this year is huge. Top teams are the Cove and Coral Canyon, and if we play each other in the finals, it will be historic.
Historic?
The Cove Academy and Coral Canyon prep rivalry goes back to the 80s. We're undefeated this year, and so are they. I mean, the last time we played, the Cove lost and someone lit a Tesla on fire, and that's an electric car.
Okay, so the lights, the dancers, everything, all of this is just for a tournament?
The state tournament. We don't have a football team. Our athletic budget is fucking massive, so the Cove has cash to burn.
Yeah, God forbid the Cove spends our money on some crazy shit like a scholarship fund.
And we'll make it to the championship. You should see how Reed plays. Fucking poetry.
And your Stingrays captain, Reed!
As Reed runs into the gym through the tunnel of dancers, cheered on by our entire school that adores him, he seems miles away. He looks up in the stands for a moment. Our eyes lock, and I swear the whole world stops. As he looks at me like I'm the only one in the entire gym, I realize that no matter where he goes, no matter how much he lies, a part of me will never be able to let go of Reed Royal. After the pep rally, I head back to the Royals to study. If I'm going to pass those exams, I need to become an academic weapon ASAP. Before I head to the parking lot, I see Reed down the hallway, by himself, on the phone.
You're being unreasonable, Brooke. Okay, whatever. It's my room. Yeah, well, I don't give a fuck. Just decide. This was your idea. I gotta go. Bye. Ella, hey, do you have a minute?
Who were you talking to?
It Doesn't matter.
Was it Brooke?
It was no one.
Reed, I literally heard you say Brooke's name.
Fine. Brooke called me, okay?
Okay, you are incredible.
No, Ella!
What?
It wasn't what you think. Brooke wants to use my room as the nursery.
Do you really expect me to believe that?
Ella, I am not lying to you. We need to talk about what happened with Brooke before...
You want to talk? Okay, let's talk. Let's talk about how your dad's girlfriend is carrying your fucking baby.
Shh. Okay, yeah, we are not doing this in the hallway. Let's talk in here.
What, the janitor's closet? Are you kidding?
You can yell at me all you want in there, but I am not doing this in front of the entire school.
People don't give a shit about... Ugh, fine.
Do you have enough room?
Not really. But if you move back, you're gonna knock a bottle of bleach over.
Oh, shit. Sorry. Here. Careful.
My foot is, like, in an awkward...
Yeah, just kind of, Here, let me move this. How's that?
Yeah, better. Standing in the supply closet, Reed's face is inches from mine. I can't help it. My heart is pounding and my face is on fire. Standing this close, I wonder if he can tell.
Sorry. What were we, talking about?
I don't remember.
Look, Ella, the baby isn't mine. I didn't sleep with Brooke.
I cannot fucking believe you're trying to concoct a... I know what I saw.
You ran out before I could explain anything to you, Ella. There's so much you don't know.
Yo, you see Royal? Coach is looking for him.
Nothing has ever happened between Brooke and me, Ella. I promise you.
Then how do you explain what I saw?
I was changing. Brooke showed up, and before I knew what was happening, she was naked and on top of me.
Reed, do you think I'm fucking stupid?
I am telling you the truth. The baby isn't mine, and I would never, ever hurt you like that.
I want to believe that. But I can't.
You think, after everything that we've been through together, that I'd throw it all away? To sleep with Brooke? We belong together, Ella.
I don't want to be with someone I can't trust.
You can trust me.
Yeah? Then explain this.
What? My hoodie?
Yeah. I really appreciate you letting me borrow this, except next time, have the housekeeper wash it after the last girl wears it.
What are you talking about?
I see the color drain from his face. He looks panicked, like someone who got caught.
I have to go.
How could he look at me back there in the gym in a sea of people like I was the only one and then leave me standing here like an idiot? As I walk out to the parking lot, I pull out my phone to call Isaac back. Sweet, dependable Isaac, who takes me on beautiful dates and treats me with respect. But I don't want to talk to Isaac. Isaac doesn't make my face hot, my heart flutter, or my head spin without even touching me. What I want right now is to pull Reed back into that stupid supply closet and let him ruin my life all over again.
On the next episode of The Royals of Malibu.
I fall asleep thinking about Reed. I wake up thinking about Reed. The whole reason I left Malibu was to avoid this exact feeling. Like, is my ex for real the father of his future stepmom's baby?
Ella, you're about to be a multimillionaire. You don't need a paycheck. You need to learn how to stop being a mini adult and start being a kid. Don't you have a school dance or something to worry about?
I don't want your little teen
teen heartthrob. Ew. I wanted Callum back, and I got Callum back.
Study sesh is over, nerds. It's time for the most important part of studying. Positive reinforcement.
Fuck, your body is making me crazy.
Yeah? Did you miss me?
I missed you every day.
The Royals of Malibu is a production of Diversion Audio in partnership with Pod People. Starring Alyssa McKay as Ella Sinclair, Chris Cafaro as Reed Royal, Nick Cafaro as Easton Royal, Armin Taylor as Callum Royal, Francesca Agramonte as Valerie Gonzalez, Hannah Montoya as Savannah Gonzalez, Burgundy Trejo Phoenix as Brooke Davidson, Edgar De Santiago as Isaac Delgado, Maura Vincent as Dinah O'Halloran, Erica Dawson as Maria Royal, Stephanie Sherry as Lucy and Margaret Sinclair, Jason E. Kelly as Private Investigator. Directed by Matt Sav. Written by Kiana Katziblue and Lindsay Plussard. Produced by Amy Machado, Emma DeMuth, and Jacob Bronstein. Production management by Ashton Carter. Story development by Emma DeMuth and Jacob Bronstein. Editorial direction by Scott Waxman. Casting by Lindsay Plussard and Alex Vicmanis. Sound editing, sound design, and engineering by Michael Aquino, Morgan Foose, and Carter Wogan. Dialogue editing by Adam Raimonda. Theme music by Eric Seiler. Associate producer, Shay Woditz. Consulting producers, Chris Cafaro and Nick Cafaro. Executive producers, Jacob Bronstein, Mark Francis, Rachel King, Alyssa McKay, Matt Sav, and Scott Waxman. For more information, visit diversionaudio.com.
Diversion Audio.